JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
In today's program, millions spent to repair roads in Southeast St. Anne, and we'll continue sharing the views of children Roundabout JA. Stay with us. Over $45 million was spent in the last year to carry out road repairs in Southeast St. Anne. Member of Parliament Lisa Hanna says as one of the largest constituencies, the need for adequate roads is important. Minister Hanna says road improvements will help increase business opportunities in the constituency.
Importantly, however, the new highway, which will open shortly, will reduce the transport time and transit time to the constituency, opening up opportunities to people in Kingston and other parishes to come to St. Anne and do business.
The Youth and Culture Minister was making her contribution to the 2014-2015 sectoral debate in Parliament recently. The St. James Disaster Preparedness Committee says it's well advanced with plans to meet and address any challenges the upcoming hurricane season may pose. Marlon Tingling picks up the story.
Coordinator for Disaster Preparedness for St. James, Tamoy Sinclair, says all is in place to meet the 2014 hurricane season, which runs from June 1 to November 30. She says stakeholders have outlined their respective plans. She further stated that every aspect has been explored to ensure that the parish and its residents won't be badly affected in the event of a storm, heavy rains, or a major hurricane. Ms. Sinclair advises that there's an ongoing drain cleaning program across the parish. The main focus is being placed on major drains, especially the north and south gullies, which run through the center of downtown Montego Bay. For Roundabout JA, I am Marlon Tingling.
Did you know that Vision 2030 has a plan of action to achieve goals for every 3 years? It also provides a system that will monitor and evaluate progress towards making Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business by 2030. To find out more, log on to vision2030.gov.jm.
The following is a message from the Ministry of Education.
We're appealing to principals to ask parents to buy only those books that are absolutely necessary. For the first time, the Ministry of Education has reviewed all book lists from the school and will be approving the list of books for schools to give parents to purchase at different grades. No book lists are to be issued by schools unless approved by the Ministry of Education. We're giving some guidelines. Parents should not be spending more than an average of $5,000 on supplementary texts at the primary level. Look carefully at what the ministry is giving you first and see why there is need for anything else. And if there is a doubt, please call us and we will explain. And about $12,000 at the grade 7 to 9 levels at the secondary schools. When you go higher with the specific subjects for CSEC that will require more, we will give you further information on that.
A message from the Ministry of Education.
And the Southeast Regional Health Authority, in collaboration with the National Blood Transfusion Service, will be hosting a blood drive this Labor Day, May 23, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Kingston Public Hospital. For the month of May, we've been focusing on our children, giving them a chance to share their views. Today, one of our children shares her favorite holiday and why.
Christmas, because it's a season of sharing and caring.
The theme for Child Month is Parents Take Responsibility, Break the Cycle. Remember to show a child you care. And that's it for today's Journey Roundabout JA. Join me again on this station or on our website at gis.gov.jm. I'm Carlene Brown for producers Casita Irving and Evadne Brown. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.